From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California Governor Jerry Brown is in New York this week during the United Nations General Assembly to advocate for more action on climate change. As state government reporter Ben Bradford explains, Brown is calling for businesses and regional governments to fill a void left by the Trump administration.
Speaking on a panel, Brown argued that pressure from cities, states, businesses, and other nations can make President Trump's rejection of mainstream climate science untenable.
The world is changing, and that world is more powerful because, and I can tell you because I've been an executive in a big state for many, many years, we have only limited power. And these other powers are going to gang up on Mr. Trump, and he's going to find out you're fired.
The governor has spent the past 2 years assembling an international coalition of regional governments that pledged to reduce emissions. He's also visited Russia and China and accepted a UN role as a special advisor on climate change. In November, Brown will attend the same UN conference where the Paris Climate Agreement was struck, this time in Bonn, Germany. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.
We now know a quarter of registered California voters have considered moving out of state because it costs so much to live here. That's the finding of a new UC Berkeley poll that reports the state's exorbitant housing costs have driven 56% of respondents to consider moving somewhere. Capitol Bureau Chief Ben Adler says the Berkeley IGS poll also found support for a multi-billion-dollar housing bond.
California lawmakers voted late last week to place a $4 billion bond measure on the November 2018 ballot, and Governor Jerry Brown has promised to sign it. The poll asked about a $3 billion proposal because it was in the field before the measure was finalized, but 51% of registered voters say they would vote for the bond, with the rest roughly split between opposed and undecided.
The poll also found 60% support for local rent control laws, with nearly 70% of Los Angeles County respondents in favor. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.